Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good one to start this morning, Chime.
Thank you, sir.
Coming up on the show today, Mike Milbury at 8:20, and we will talk Bruins and Leafs. 8 o'clock start on Saturday, game one of round one for the Boston Bruins with Mike Milbury. And then the Red Sox front office report at 9 with Sam Kennedy after a complete game shutout for Tanner Houck and the Boston Red Sox last night.
You know what's funny, Greg? And I was kind of, because I didn't really know what the picture was until I saw it. And
are we back on the picture again?
Yeah, we are back on the picture.
It's a stupid picture I put on Instagram.
Yeah. Not stupid.
Like, who cares?
Well, you know what? When Danielle was here, we had this thing, and it's called WPS, yep. White People Stuff. This is in the Hall of Fame of WPS. If there was like a Mount Rushmore, it would be laying in bed with a dog, right?
Complaining about a tea time.
My mother was the best at this one. Laying in the sun somewhere on a sidewalk in the city.
And the other one's just Dale.
And number one, I think on the WPS, Mount Rushmore is driving with your feet out the window.
Oh, interesting.
Well, okay. I will say this. Mount Rushmore makes more sense because there's four.
I don't know what is a white person thing.
Yes.
About posting a picture
that is
of you and your dog. It's not even my dog. It happens to be DM's dog. I love the dog. I don't know. Please, can somebody please tell me what is wrong with me loving a dog? I don't understand it. It's very funny to Curtis.
You're too close to the situation. Honestly, if this were anybody else, you would have sent it to me dying right. Laughing.
Does he do that when I post with Harry?
You are a woman.
Do you post like an inch and a half away from the dog's mouth? Like it looks like you're getting ready to make out?
I thought it was a great picture. She took it. She loved the picture. She said, I mean, I don't want to get into it. We were talking about mediums the other day on the show.
Mm-hmm.
DMs had gone to a medium. And do you know what the medium said?
You're going to meet someone large.
What?
The medium said that you will know when you meet Mr. Right because your dog will love Mr. Right.
You're kind of choked up.
And so that is that happens to be why I that happens to be one of the reasons why I really love
Bullet.
Okay, well, the new love of your life needs to watch There's Something About Mary, because that's basically the plot.
Whitney, you used to have a dog. You never cuddled your dog?
No, not in bed, no.
So it was fine on the couch?
No, not on the couch. Like, he'd sit next to my feet on the when he was on the floor.
So you never hugged your dog?
I mean, like, you know, you
hug What's the point of having a dog when you don't show affection?
You could show affection without having your dog laying asleep in your bed.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, okay. Courtney, I told you that's WPS all day long.
I don't think
it's be ashamed,
not,
though.
No, yeah.
I know a lot of black people, and I've never met. There are a few out there, but I haven't met them personally that lay in the bed or kiss their dog. So I just, it's just, you know, it's the culture.
Yeah.
And that's all. That's all.
I just put a freaking picture up on Instagram.
Greg, look at your face in that picture.
Go ahead, show it again.
Please,
who's on Twitch today? Is it Brian?
Brian.
Or is it Mitch?
Brian.
Go ahead, Brian.
And look at the paw. It's almost like he's holding you.
Yeah, he puts his little paws around me.
Are you staring into each other's eyes?
Yeah. He was falling asleep. I was not.
Oh.
You said, pull it. It's the ninth. He's two outs away from a shutout. Let's go.
I could see him like, say, hey, Bullet, my life has changed since you got here. I don't know how you feel about this.
I actually, at one point, I think I said, you complete me.
Yes.
Oh.
All right,
I feel
whatever.
Like that's a scene out of the movie Strays.
I get it. It's fine. Unfortunately, this is from a texter. I'm not saying this, but unfortunately, Santo and Harry can't do that same pose because of the breath issue.
Oh, my gosh. Nope. Santo, very good breath.
Courtney supporting you.
Harry actually has pretty good breath, too.
Better
He's a big
Santos?
Minties guy. Nope. Nope, because Santo's a human, and he brushes his teeth.
Well, technically, don't they say that dogs' mouths are cleaner than humans?
Do they say that?
Oh, I believe they do, Courtney. You're the big dog person.
I know. I've never heard that.
I believe that's the what they say. I'm no vet, but I believe it's true.
Do the other residents of Echelon frown on the name Bullet? Do they find it threatening?
I'm sure they do.
Harry's vet was actually at your foundation Marathon Monday party.
What?
At the Capitol Grill.
What?
Harry's vet. Was there.
This is a discussion about Bullet, not Harry.
Wiggy just brought up Harry.
Are you listening to the show? Like, every time the dog has come up, she goes, did they say that about Harry? Like, we can talk about Harry another time
if
you'd
like.
Okay,
I'm sorry. Yeah, back to Bullet. I love Bullet.
Listen. And now we get a full analysis in the Twitch chat of the clutter in my bedroom. Curtis,
do you lay in your bed with the other dog?
None of your business. None of your business.
Isn't that like cheating?
Kobe is with Jen 90% of the time.
But when you do get to see Kobe.
When I take Kobe for a weekend, yes, Kobe lies in the bed. Oof. We don't lie like that because Kobe is not that kind of a dog.
Have Bullet and Kobe met?
No, they have not met. Bullet and Kobe have not met yet.
Oh.
Thanksgiving's
going to
be awkward.
So Kobe's not as affectionate?
Oh, man. All right. Can we get to sports, please?
Thank you.
That has been the bread and butter of this show over the last nearly 5 years that I've been here.
Bullet's lips to God's ears.
That's true.
You know?
I mean, I think we should just talk sports.
Sports.
And the time.
Let's see. Who is this? This is is it that David? We haven't had that David on in a while. I like that David. Good morning, David.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, guys. I got to tell you guys, you guys are awesome. It's a great show every morning. I love it. You guys got me dying laughing so hard today. Wiggy with his scenario about WPS and white people with dogs and dogs.
Yep.
But I will say this about dogs. I was raised in a farm and it had all kinds of animals. And one thing I will say, you can tell a lot about a guy in a relationship when the dog adheres to that guy.
Yep.
If he likes that guy, that is a signal if he's a good man or not.
Yep.
Dogs can tell that.
I don't want to speak for Bullet, but he seems pretty happy with me.
It does. He's looking very happy with
like
you.
Like the medium said to DMs, you'll know when you meet the right guy because your dog will love him.
Hmm.
Curtis, go ahead. Say something about a banker or a wallet or something.
Nope.
Go ahead.
I have not met your new flame. I'm sure she is a lovely person. This has nothing to do with her. The photo got me off my game. I looked at it last night, and I couldn't calm down. James was like, what a loser. And I was like, I know, but he's my boss. Great photo, right. though. A+.
You didn't put that on social media, did you?
Oh, yeah.
You just sent that to the...
Oh, no, it was
I didn't
story.
Send it to the group. Oh. I put it on my story.
Oh, I thought you guys sent that to the group.
I was happy with the picture. Oh. I'm sorry, my Lord.
Okay. Maybe I didn't know you put that on social media.
Post for yourself, no one else.
I don't care.
Does Santo really... do the same thing?
I'm not going to make it about me.
Yes, queen. Great. Greg and Bullet.
Mm-hmm. In the Twitch chat, this is not nice, but I'll read it anyway. Mm-hmm. Fluffer Nuttings Sandwich says, the reason that Bullet likes you is you smell like sliders.
Oh,
I'm not a slider person. That's Wiggy.
Wiggy, Seinfeld, mutton?
Yes, mutton.
Where the dog was running after them?
Because he kept putting it in his pocket because the girl couldn't cook.
Oh, Curtis, there was a Seinfeld obscure reference on Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick earlier on the text line.
Yeah.
The bad breaker upper episode.
It's not you, it's me.
I mean.
You know the Krafts well, Greg. You famously have been there since the beginning.
Well, I was, yes.
What do you think?
I don't know that I'm in the same spot I used to be.
No, it's probably my fault, like most things.
Of affection with them, but yeah, go ahead.
What do you think it was like in the Kraft office yesterday?
Oof.
If he was throwing things when Tom didn't put him in his goodbye video, what was yesterday on the Richter scale?
So, no denial from them at all on the story.
Just that they denied that they advised Arthur Blank not to hire him. However, Stacey James did not deny that they had spoken during the year in which Kraft had spoken bluntly about the team, something to that effect.
I mean, the story wasn't that he advised him not to hire him. He just said, kind of casually, this is a guy you can't trust.
Right.
So, right.
And you'll never have an honest or a warm conversation with him.
Yeah.
It's never a good look when you tell somebody you can't trust that person.
See, that to me is the thing.
Yes.
That's the dirtiness of it all.
That's the nail in the coffin.
Like, you have a guy in the form of Bill Belichick who served your organization for 20 plus years and delivered an awful lot of success.
Mm-hmm.
And you seemed, at least outwardly, pretty happy with the way things were going for a good 18 years.
Right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So then, after the guy leaves, after you summarily dismiss him, to run around and whisper to... Do you think Arthur Blank was the only person that he whispered to about hiring Bill Belichick and about what comes along with
We know for a fact that that's not the case. They clearly talked to Josh Harris of the Commanders as well, right, because Magic Johnson was a huge proponent of signing Bill Belichick, and then the Krafts met with Josh Harris, and Josh Harris is like, nope, I think we're going to go in a different direction.
And it doesn't help that the dynasty had just finished up, and now you get this. You know what Kraft needs more than anything? He needs a Greg Hill bullet photo to get back the love of people. Think about how we viewed him, I don't know.
Fall from grace.
6 months ago.
A little bit longer.
Okay.
But
last offseason.
He was forever, I would argue, the most popular owner in Boston sports. Am I correct about
Easily.
That?
By a mile.
At his ceiling, he was the most popular owner that has ever been in this market since I've been alive by a wide margin.
Because you know why? The NFL is the owners.
Well,
he worked
the whole, I'm just a fan thing.
He saddled up to Jeff Saturday when they were able to avoid the lockout or strike
when Myra was passing.
Everybody's talking all over each other. The fall that he has had, he's got to be in last place when it comes to owners currently.
Last place? I told you.
I think John Henry is giving him a run for his money.
But he was like, I told you, he was the face of the NFL nationally when it came to owners. When you looked at owners, and if you didn't even live in New England and you looked at like great owners, people in other places would probably look to Robert Kraft and go, wow, we would love for our owner to be like that.
I also, after going through the amount of drama and scandal in the last 20 years that the Patriots have, how can he say that Kraft isn't trustworthy? You can't trust him. Like, Bill knows where all of the bodies are buried. So how could Kraft ever say that? Like, Kraft better hope that Gerard Mayo is the most trustworthy guy of all time, that he's even close to how trustworthy Bill was, because I think he's going to get a rude awakening if he finds that maybe Gerard Mayo doesn't like how things go in New England and is more outspoken than Bill ever has been.
And think about how many people came to his defense with his situation that he had in Florida.
Yes.
And about how they were railroaded him, how could they say these things.
And Greg keeps saying, Bill has been a class act ever since the parting of ways.
Yeah.
If he was not trustworthy, Bill would have left and immediately told everybody the entire story, everything that was going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
He's the most trustworthy in my mind.
Hands down.
And the other thing for Robert is, I don't know if there's a term for it, I don't know it, but you know when you end up doing what you're trying to avoid the most? Like, his goal with all of this was to have a more delicate departure and divorce with Belichick than he had with Brady. He was so fearful of repeating what happened with Tom, where he won elsewhere, and he blamed Bill for it. You couldn't bungle this any worse. And just on the field, Greg, this tells me that I have even less faith in this organization returning to winning because of the dysfunction and the inability to do relatively easy things. Like, the Dynasty docuseries in and of itself is a giant self-made headache. Where the upside is maybe Robert Kraft gets into the Hall of Fame. Like, why did they do it? There was nothing that new other than the petty nature of Kraft's comments.
Right. All right. Well, we're a little bit behind, but that's okay. We will get to this morning's leads coming up next. And we may need to move. They set it to 7:20, if that's okay.
I think preemptively we should just go ahead and do that.
Okay.
Give ourselves plenty of time.
All right. And we need plenty of time because Bill Belichick, whom we are talking about, showed up on Pat McAfee yesterday. So, and he declared that he has never done something that nearly all of us do every single morning. So we will get to that and some of the rest of what Bill said during They Said It. A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports coming up at 7:20.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.